More questions about Greek debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Worries about Greece have troubled the global economy. It's hit the euro and the stock markets, and now the European Central Bank has tacked on a 5% charge to banks that loaned money to Greece. That follows Moody's downgrade of Greek debt to junk status. Investors yesterday were spooked by that news. One investor, though, is not so scared. China. The Chinese will sign billions of dollars worth of trade deals with Greece today, including shipping and technology. And as Marketplace's Shanghai correspondent Scott Tong reports, it could be a case of China doing some bargain hunting.
China today is expected to commit to build 15 bulk vessel ships for Greek companies and invest in a major commercial property near the port of Athens. Already at the port, one Chinese company has taken over management of a container terminal. China and Greek shipping sitting in a tree. Economist Ben Simpfendorfer at the Royal Bank of Scotland says it plays to China's strengths.
As the world's largest exporter, it clearly has interests in the port sector, not just in Europe, but also in Africa and the Middle East.
That's the reward. The risk? Greek is a wobbly economy right now. Long term, though, Simpfendorfer says Europe will rebound.
Europe is China's largest trade partner, at around about 25% of total exports. So clearly those trade flows are already very robust.
And with Greece wooing investors from sovereign wealth funds, this could be a good time to buy. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Right now, European shares are up. Markets are higher by about 0.5% or more. Asian markets flat today. Wall Street yesterday, stocks were up early, then concerns over Greece's debt ratings sparked a sell-off. The Dow fell 20 points, 0.2% to close at 10,190. When it opened way back in 1965, the Houston Astrodome was dubbed the eighth wonder of the world. The former home to baseball's Astros has sat empty for years, and the only wondering now is, what will it house next? Houston officials have a billion-dollar idea. From station KUHF, Pat Hernandez reports.
Yesterday, Houston leaders announced some lofty plans. They want to turn the Houston Astrodome into a multi-use complex that would be home to businesses and an education center. Amo Pena with Rice University says the center would inspire students to pursue interests in technology.
There are also national programs that would actually come in headquarters here based on science and technologies and engineering. So we ought to really optimize the current structure and turn it into a green building, the greenest in the world.
Another option calls for gutting the interior completely and refurbishing the dome for sporting events and indoor festivals. Mark Miller is general manager of the complex. He says the public will decide the future of the dome.
We know what we need. We know what we want. But getting their feedback, getting them interested in having this accomplished here is what it's all about.
There's another option on the table, to demolish the dome and replace it with green space. In Houston, I'm Pat Hernandez for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
Tombstone, Arizona is famous for the shootout at the OK Corral. Tourism is the town's lifeblood, yet it's also been threatened by politics. The state of Arizona faces multiple boycotts because of its tough new law targeting undocumented immigrants. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler filed this report.
History repeats itself every day at the OK Corral.
We're here to disarm you. Throw up your hands.
Reenactments are big business here. Bill Pekinkis performed as Bronco Bill in Wild West shows for 20 years.
When you're doing a show and you break your first major bones, that's the time to semi-retire.
Now Pekinkis is head of the Wyatt Earp Days Festival, which took place over Memorial Day weekend. He says so far, boycotts of the state haven't hurt tourism.
We made more money this year than we made last year.
He supports Arizona's new law, which gives police more authority to arrest undocumented immigrants.
My grandparents came here in 1898 from the country of Lithuania. When they got here, they had to go to Ellis Island, get processed to make sure they had no criminal record, no diseases, and they had a place to live and work.
Since the state took a hard stance on immigration, the impact on the town's tourism appears to be split 50-50. Don Taylor is president of the Tombstone Chamber of Commerce.
We've had the emails and phone calls saying we are not coming. We've had the emails and phone calls saying because of the law, we're going to change our plans and come to Tombstone.
Robert Love, owner of the OK Corral, says Arizona lawmakers could have shown more restraint.
I think they could have done it a lot more circumspectly and, you know, not quite as much in your face.
Are there any parallels from the past? Love says in the 1880s, Tombstone was a place where you'd find anti-Chinese statements.
It said, we don't want the Chinese here. They take our jobs. They're willing to work for less money. They don't learn the language. Much of this might sound familiar over 130 years later.
Back then, the question was, are you with us or with them?
Doc Holliday has never been on our side of nothing.
Picking sides in the current immigration debate could impact tourism, but the 1,600 residents who live here don't seem overly concerned. After all, their official motto is, the town too tough to die. In Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, to some people, okay, to most people, it's the annoying sound coming from the stands of the soccer stadiums of South Africa. The vuvuzela horn is a musical instrument for diehard fans, yet nuisance for players who have to signal to one another and TV viewers who are loath to its buzz. But one German sound engineer says, be annoyed no more. For around $5, he'll sell you an MP3 file on your computer that'll cancel out the buzzing sound of the vuvuzela coming from your television. Scientists say, yeah, noise-canceling technology should theoretically work, but there are tens of thousands of horns and only one MP3 player. Not exactly a fair match. Catch us online at marketplace.org for the latest business news of the day. And you can follow me on Twitter, too, Chiatakis, MMR. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.